The Vatican does not endorse this podcast.
Okay. Welcome to another edition of Commies. We are watching The Devil Inside. Now, just a little background. This is the movie, the first horror movie released of the year, and wow, it fucking sucked. It was number one. It made, I don't know, $30 million at the box office in its first week alone. But man, did people get pissed. I've been into horror for a lot of years, and I have never seen this much backlash or hate for this one film. So I'm gonna take a look and do a commentary for this film, since probably no one has done it before, and point out what went wrong and how fucking retarded the director is. Because this is one of the worst movies. It's number one on my worst list of 2012. Okay, so I'm at the title screen, and you can follow along at home if you bought this disc or got it as a shitty Christmas present, or found it at the $5 bin in Walmart. Or your douchebag friend gave it to you and told you it was a good movie. Alright? Countdown. 3, 2, 1, play. Okay. Rated R. For disturbing violent content. Grisly images, language, including some sexual references. Okay. I didn't think the violence was that disturbing at all. Insurge Pictures. This is Insurge's first film. What a way to break into the industry. So every time I point something out, just take a shot. The Vatican does not authorize the recording of Roman Catholic exorcisms. Really? The Vatican did not endorse this film. And neither does Commies. October 30th, 1989.
Three people. Ma'am, what's the problem? Three people are dead.
Did you say dead?
I mean, killed. Send the police.
Ma'am, excuse me.
Well,
did you kill?
I killed everyone.
She killed three people.
Ma'am.
Apparently the dispatcher's stupid too.
This is Lieutenant Dreyfus, the head of the 525 at 17 Willow Lake.
Now we're at a crime scene walkthrough that was probably ripped off from Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Described as being in a state of disarray, which is,
it's like I'm watching an episode of Hoarders.
Also in state of disarray. Approaching the stairwell where first victim was found, note the instrument on the floor.
Now remember me saying October 30th, 1989 it was?
Approximately 160 pounds.
That's going to come back later in the film.
Injury to the left temple. Capturing the basement where victims number 2 and 3 were found.
Jesus.
Entered the basement of the house.
Now, if you see the guy holding the pen, that should not. It's in the 80s. They didn't have ballpoint pens back then. Jesus.
Oh.
Now that's some fine-ass finger painting.
Yeah. Trauma to the head.
If you see the guy, the priest on the wall covered in blood.
Rope, which is broken, torn away. We have blood splattering against the door. In the center of the room, we have a chair. The right armrest of the chair is broken. various straps used for restraint.
I would have loved to see this exorcism happen. All right, and now we look down in there. We are under the bed, and then there's going to be a cheap jump scare, as we all know in these types of horror films. Now we got the main girl coming in. October 29th, a day before it, and the fucking, everything's clean. Everything was clean. There was not, like, a speck of binders or anything. Well, I still don't understand what happened, and I've seen this film two times now.
Schizophrenia or dissociative identity disorder. My understanding that her current psychiatric diagnosis has been DID. But this is her seventh different diagnosis since 1987.
You start wondering, is it in my genes? Am I going to flip out one day?
That would have been cool if the daughter started flipping out. And they didn't know if it was... inherited, or was it actual possession? That would have been cool.
Rossi was committed to the South Hartford State Asylum.
And then in September of that year, my mother was transferred to the Centrino Mental Hospital for the criminally insane in Rome, Italy. I really questioned why Italy.
And when did your father tell you what really happened?
May 23rd, 2009. I was 25 years old. He just said it. He said, Mom attacked those people during an exorcism. An exorcism performed on her.
It's the job of science to try to sort out what is a reasonable, plausible explanation.
But science can't explain everything, such as a person levitating 2 feet off the ground during an exorcism.
I asked my dad if he thought she was possessed. He said he didn't know. She was gone.
Well,
he died 3 days later.
No, the dad died 3 days later after telling him.
I called the church where the priest had come from, and they wouldn't talk about it. They said they don't have an ordained exorcist and never did. So we went away to see the Vatican School for Exorcism and see my mother.
Are you allowed cameras
yeah.
on an elevator, on a plane?
Because... So later, I was contacted by the diocese.
I don't think you are.
They told me they never authorized my mother's exorcism. That's when I knew I had to go to Italy.
November 26, 2009. Okay, why the fuck is she driving that way? Like, I thought in North America everything's reversed. And if you can see, she's driving on the right side. Now, if I am wrong, in the comment section, just tell me. But I'm pretty fucking sure that they drive on the opposite side of the road.
Maybe you can help me understand my mother's situation a little better.
And not just for the victim. Also for the family members, for anyone in the vicinity, especially the priest. Sometimes a person
now
can be tormented by more than one demon. In what we
if you look at this scene, it's the classroom scene.
These cases are extremely volatile and dangerous.
Nobody has a laptop.
And they sometimes lead
like,
to
what do we do? Step into like 1990s? Like, I know it's in 2009, but fuck, come on.
Lay people about the devil's presence in their lives in modern society. For example, in Italy alone, there are over 800 satanic cults. We had a problem. We needed more exorcists. If it is possession, then first and foremost, we must...
That guy, the main priest, or priest in training, or whatever you want to call him, he looks like Lee Winnell, the writer of Saw and Insidious. He also starred in Saw and in Insidious, which are great films. And I will do a podcast on the worst Saw film in my opinion, Saw 5. Or as the Foy Wonder calls it, Saw 5, The Revenge of Costas Mandalore.
Subject spoke in multiple languages. Come on,
speaking in tongues, maybe
incoherent.
And here comes the douchebag, long-haired guy trying to contradict the exorcism versus mental illness, which we've seen so many fucking times. It's ridiculous. If the right, even the fucking right, which I saw in theaters, never saw it again. I'm not going near that shit. I'm sorry. If I get enough people that want me to do a commentary for it, I will. But until then, I'm staying away from that because it was dumb and stupid. Just like this movie. 2.5. For those of you that listen to Dinner for Fiends.
To rule out mental illness. In the end, this case could not be proved as possession.
The diversity of the past was comforting. And it wasn't just priests or nuns, but regular people. People who are facing the same things I'm facing. People like
diversity. I'm sorry, but I didn't see one. They all look like priests and nuns to me.
David, what would you say drew you to this school in particular to exorcism?
And that cameraman, again, with all these found footage films, I can take Paranormal Activity shaky cam, because they're not trained, or being a documentary filmmaker. Here, they fucking put it on the screen and say, documentary filmer, Michael Schaefer, or whatever his name is, and he can't hold the camera straight. He is the worst.
Reality.
Look at the tape we've watched today. That girl fitted every criteria for possession, except she wasn't.
It's a mental disorder.
Now, when you witness and see someone possessed, you'll know the difference.
You say that like you have. Have you Have you witnessed
it? It's hard to imagine this fucking film made $30 million. But I heard, I don't know what the drop was, but I think it was a 60% drop, which is not as big as Friday the 13th was back in 2009, which had 70% drop.
When I was about 8 years old, she murdered three people, members of her church. I found out that she had committed these murders during an exorcism on her.
No. So your mother must be at Centrino, right?
Have you seen her yet?
Tomorrow.
Okay, well, the class won't give you the answers you need. You need to see a real one.
How do you know when it's real?
You know. Good luck.
How do you know if it's real? You'll know. Well, she hasn't seen a fucking exorcist in her life, so... No, I don't know. There she is, driving on the right side again. Well, left side. No, yeah, left side, sorry.
You know, my father received a letter from Rome. I guess because the priests were involved, the Holy Church got involved as well, and they said that they wanted to treat my mother at Centrino. They called it a offering of forgiveness. And I remember thinking that meant God was forgiving my mother.
What?
I was young.
We are at the scene where she is driving to see the mother. They just stopped and she's gonna bring out her press pass. Oh man.
Non è possibile andare in giro con la camera.
No
camera.
Show me.
Okay.
The press pass? Totally fine. You can go to any mental asylum in the world with a press pass. Personally, I'd go to Arkham Asylum.
It felt like a prison. An old prison. Really. But Dr. Costa seemed concerned, so that was good.
I only show you this because your mother has not had a violent outburst in over 7 years.
This is kind of funny. If you look at this tape that they're showing. Just.
She's swear. Extraordinarily anti-religious. We refrain from religious items and discussion at all times. They can make her hostile.
If they made the whole film about her just smacking her head against the fucking wall, it would have been on my best of the year list by far.
I'm not sure if you knew this, Doctor, but my mother was involved in an exorcism while she committed those murders. Did you know that?
Isabella, your mother's case, although unique, is not a matter of demonic possession. It's a matter of brain function.
So why do you think she was transferred all the way from the States to Rome?
I don't know. It was before I arrived.
See, nobody can fucking answer that, which is ridiculous. Why was she transferred here? God called her. Let's just go with that. Alright. No. Let's count the crosses as we go down the halls because she hasn't been exposed to any of these. So, 1, 2, 3 crosses I count in the whole building. As of now. When she's looking at the window and seeing, three patients looking like they're doing a pagan ritual, and checkers that have no pieces on them. Don't talk about faith or God. One, two, and they have three fucking crosses on the wall. Four. I count seven. Seven crosses right now. Eight crosses. All right. For those of you at home, take eight shots. If you're smoking weed, eight tokes. She is one hell of a drawer, too, I must say. But now we have this guy, which the scene we're watching right now is the guy holding the camera, right? So he's zooming in right now on Miss Laura, crazy ass woman.
My name is Isabella. Isabella Rossi.
Can you feel the tension? Neither can I. Chalk? Chalk on paper. Connect the cuts. Now, for everyone emo out there, connect cuts, that's probably your motto.
Do you know how to connect cuts? I don't know what that means.
Really? You don't know what fucking connect cuts means? And there's the poster image next to the blind fucking nun.
Yeah, I came up here to see you. Do you want to see my painting? Yes. I'd like that. I'd love that.
That one provocative pose, I thought she was going to start stripping.
Who are you?
Jesus.
Isabella. I'm your daughter.
I don't have a daughter?
Yes, yes, you do. We just haven't seen each other in a very long time.
I don't have a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Why? Why? Please say hello to your family from me. Have a nice day. Thank you for coming. I have to go. Ready?
Well, I think the possessed woman's performance in this film is passable. I think it's alright, like. But still, one good actor can't carry a fucking film. Unless you're like Nicolas Cage. See that? Who the fuck put that camera there behind her shoulder? Is the camera invisible? And then there's the shaky cam. Now she starts screaming. But again, three camera angles. You got the shaky cam guy, the friggin' security camera, and then you got the invisible camera behind her. And then right now, as she's walking by, great poorly cinematographer shot. And it's supposed to be like fucking one camera that the filmmaker has. I'm glad the editor was paying attention. What's it like living the...
It feels empty. Like there's no safety net to fall back on. It forces you to be resilient. Possession and exorcism have dictated my life.
Oh, there's the blind nun on the cover.
My dad. It defines me.
They built the whole advertising campaign on the freaking lips and the damn blind nun. That's why I'm naming this episode The Power of the Blind Nun Hates You.
It's hard to say why I wanted to be a priest. Maybe I was drawn to helping people. And I think that duality exists within all of us, and occasionally it can take form. Science can no longer help, and religion has to take over, which can be really difficult for people to accept.
Can I get a cup of tea or anything?
Sure.
And then, sorry, I'm going to...
My
family were always...
Ben Rawlings.
My mother and father, they were teachers, but I was closest to my uncle. He was a priest. And by the time I was 13, he told me that he was an exorcist. Well, as you can imagine... It's like, I suppose, you know, you're being told that that your dad's Superman. That's what it felt like to me, that he was in direct.
If your uncle came up to you and said, I'm an exorcist, would you, say, like,
I don't know,
man, that's like being Superman?
So, he took me along with him, and by the
time bullshit.
I was 18, I'd seen four exorcisms, I'd even assisted on one, and it just changes you. Unfortunately, he passed away a couple of years ago. But anyway, when I was 23, I went into the priesthood. And by the time I was 27, I was an ordained exorcist. But I'll tell you this.
They would make a cute gay couple.
That I've been in the church, I've seen the devil way more than I've seen God. It's just not the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
What did she say to you then?
Yeah, at the end there, she started remembering things, specific things, and she said something to me, but I'm not sure if she said...
What was it?
I terminated a pregnancy about 4 years ago. The doctor said I couldn't carry it to term, so... Anyway, she knew about it, and she said that something about...
Cool.
...being against God's will...
Cool story, bro. We were at this, for those of you at home, we were at the scene where they're reviewing the camera footage of Isabel's mother going completely insane.
Oh, she cuts herself.
Those are crosses, Ben.
crosses? Wait, would she not want crosses if she's possessed?
No. Look at them. The way that she's sewing them, they're upside down. They're inverted crosses. They're typically used in satanic rituals.
I don't have
a... Wait, is she speaking with an accent?
Yeah, she did that song. Why?
Different accents can be like speaking in tongues. The pregnancy. Did you tell her about that at all?
No.
You're absolutely...
Jeez. I don't know, his accent, the ordained exorcism, whatever, accent just takes me out of the film for some reason.
One of the mental strength, called aversion to holy objects, languages or events that they could not have known in preternatural movement, which is it's basically moving around the room. So, strength, no. Languages, no. Preternatural movement, no aversion to holy objects.
Yeah, made accents, and Benji knew that information.
Yeah, but they didn't trust me.
Terrible.
We need to show you something.
Okay. Can I bring the camera?
Sure. Okay.
Man, they really put dead air in this film because it barely clocks in an hour. I think it's like an hour and 17 minutes almost with credits, which lasts 11 minutes.
What are these people?
These are people the church turned down for exorcism.
And they're all possessed?
We believe they are. These two cases are resolved. Those two are open and we're almost done with this one.
This is the girl Rosa.
You see, I like this. I kind of like, this premise about rogue exorcists, like the Ghostbusters guys. No. If you got a possessed bitch on your hand or some crazy ass man on you, just call them, they come in and fix it for you. I'd watch a movie about that. I think that'd be cool. Somebody should pick up on that idea. Just not this director.
Used to determine pupil dilation, which is very important in cases of possession. 9 millimeters is as large as the average pupil gets, maybe 10 or 11 under certain substances like cocaine, psilocybin, methamphetamines. Anything above 11 is considered preternatural.
Why doesn't the church help these people?
You see, that's just it. The church isn't in the business of healing people. The bureaucracy won't allow it. Her hands are tied. In 1999, the church changed the exorcism rites for the first time in almost 400 years. Now a priest has to be absolutely certain that there's an evil presence in order to even attempt an exorcism. Yeah, and that's a near impossible task, because a lot of the time, it takes an exorcism for a demon to reveal itself. But rather than get distracted by the church's hypocrisy, we're going to continue to care for these people.
So that means that my mother's
The church will never pursue your mother's case, because the last time someone did, people died.
What do you suggest?
If you really want to help your mother, you need a better understanding of exorcism. A real understanding.
Okay, so take more classes and maybe show Gallo the tape.
It's better. You'll learn more in 5 minutes of an exorcism than you will in 3 months in some class. Plus, you'll get to know the real difference between possession and mental illness.
So, a
lot of dead air silence in this film.
With you.
If you want.
December 3rd, 2009.
When they were updated, what exactly changed?
Well, for one, the media coverage of exorcisms were bad. They were filmed much anyway. Exorcism can take minutes or they can take years, and no two are the same.
It's illegal to do exorcisms?
You never know what's gonna happen.
Apparently it's illegal to do exorcisms without the church knowing. Just so in case you're just going over to people's houses and exorcising them. It's illegal. Yeah, that was a cheap dog scare.
orders or spheres to be more specific hierarchy.
You know what? Fuck those scares. Any animal scare in a movie, unless it's a nature run amok movie, does not need to be present.
Us between you and her, okay? I'm not kidding. This is it. We're actually going to see a person who's supposedly possessed.
These B-reel shots of them talking. They seem like an afterthought. To make the movie longer for some reason. I don't... Now they're praying right now. Amen. Now, for you guys that saw Stay Alive, this is by the same director, and Stay Alive was shit. Like, I couldn't believe how bad that movie was. Like, it's a bad movie, but it's also a good movie. If you know what I'm saying. It's a so bad, it's good.
This really is no place for this sort of thing.
Please.
It's gonna be okay.
No. What do you call that? Unlawful confinement? And they probably hired someone from the circus to a contortionist.
Bless you for your prayers. You must leave it to us now. Alright?
Yeah, this is to help loosen your limbs, keep it calm. It's very similar to what's been happening.
No, there was released a Red Band trailer. And I really didn't think the Red Band did shit for this movie. Like, the trailers made it look good, I must say. I got suckered in. But, on retrospect, from what I remember, this scene being exclusive only on the site scene, when she just went fucking nuts, it just... Didn't... I don't know. It's really fucking weird. I must say, that bitch is pretty damn good at being a contortionist. Now, for those of you who don't know what a contortionist is someone that can actually make their bones go like jelly and then do all sorts of weird-ass configurations with their bodies. Alright, we're ready to do the, they're getting ready to do the first exorcism.
It's Thursday, December 3rd, 2009. Subject, Rosa Sormini.
Thursday, December 3rd.
2009. Rosa's appearance has worsened. Skin color, weight, appears stable. Vitals are slightly elevated, but basically normal. The pupils dilated to approximately...
I'm sorry, but it said it was Thursday, December 9th. I'm looking at a calendar here. It is not. December 3rd? Oh, never mind. Never mind. It was on a Thursday. Sorry. She has terrible teeth.
No, she's strong. I'm getting stronger. Man. It's no good for you.
I want you to leave the girl out of this.
My little boy is the teacher.
I know who you are, Jesus. Your name is in the question. The oracles of the Lord.
No, I know.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, I appeal to your holy name that you graciously grant me.
Every fucking demon exorcist movies, it just seems like, I know they're all sexually obsessed, but why? Can we have at least one demon that doesn't stick their fucking tongue out and go... Now the demon is freaking out, which is pretty cool. I thought this scene was nice, was cool. The vagina bleeding, pretty cool. Jesus. I was expecting an alien to pop out of her damn stomach. No, she pulled like a little, what was that, Legion, when the friggin' grandma morphs into a fucking demon and crawls up the walls, which is a horrible film. I definitely don't recommend you go out and watch it. Jesus Christ. If I didn't know any better, I thought she was getting gangbanged. The possessions in these movies are not even that great at all. Like, that was a pretty weak exorcism. She just thrashed on the fucking bed, crawled up a wall, and had her pussy juice explode. December 4th, 2009.
Hello? Is this she?
What's that? I don't know.
Um, Does the cameraman know everyone on her phone and knows what time they're gonna call? Does the, again, was the, does the camera, apparently this one priest thinks that the cameraman knows everyone on the girl's cell phone and knows exact time when they're going to call. Like, who the fuck, when somebody calls, let's say one of your friends is, you know, phones rings and she answers it and you ask your other friend, who's that? How the fuck would he, I'd respond, how the fuck would I know? December 7th, 2009. Holy See? Sounds like he's in a gang. Yeah, I'm with the Holy See. Pumped full of drugs and forgotten. Kinda like all the teenagers at my school. Well, my high school. The pregnant ones.
I feel the church needs to change. We're so eager to just brush things under the carpet as if they don't exist. I don't fit in this church, in this guise of the church.
I know it's dangerous, I might not even work, but I guess just if I can.
Time is 8:32 a.m. on Monday, December 7th. 2009, subject is Maria Rossi, session 1. Subject appears docile, heavily medicated. This was mildly dilated
into the medication. She looks like one of those dolls you squeeze and then her eyes pop out. That would have been cool if they did that in this film, but.
Thank you.
Just looking at her makes me want to just toss this movie out. I don't know about you. Yeah. Well, no wonder she fucking fell asleep. God. You're putting me to sleep. And then wake me up with that scream and then be like, oh, I'm still in this shit. Wow. In Ottawa, this is what drives me fucking insane. They do not want you to know anything about the fucking character. What do you do? They don't really want to mention it. Even the fucking... Well, again, I haven't seen this movie since the theaters. If it's brought up again, I will address it. But, seriously, I feel nothing for the characters. Oh, cool. And now the demon knows mind control. Again, I really don't think a fucking mental asylum would not have cameras in every room, no matter what. You'll burn. That was even better done in fucking Paranormal Activity when Katie says, I think we'll be okay now. Like, that was creepy. Now, I know there's a large chunk of the horror community that fucking hate Paranormal Activity. You know what? Fuck you. I like them. Except the fourth one. And you can expect a commentary on the fourth episode when it comes out. On the on Paranormal Activity 4 when it comes out. Oh, look, it's the White House. It actually looks...
The endorsement of Dr. Costa is final, but after the results that he saw, there's no way that he can't agree.
Dr. Costa doesn't believe that she was possessed or anything. He thinks that it was an exercise that shocked her system. Anyway, it doesn't matter what he believes, because his referral is actually going to help us get her back to the scene.
What are you doing? Just analyzing the mirror's audio and just trying to work out if they're in the right voice. See if I can.
This just rips off The Exorcist when the scene where the guy is working out what Reagan said, or Captain Howdy. He's like crying on how lucky they are. We found a demon with six people. Cool, bloody nose.
You okay?
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Is this... Now, for those of you who have turned this off, I don't blame you. December
14th,
2009. Is that the blind nun in the background? Because that'd be cool. I'd love to see her for more than 3 fucking seconds.
No way the church can't see this. I can look them in the eye and tell them that it was the right thing to do.
Jesus. They went overkill on the B-reel, I must say.
This is what they do. They cover things up, they ignore it. No matter who it hurts and destroys, they're not this fucking time.
This is supposed to be about my mother.
nobody else and about Ben's ego or David's job.
The sinking feeling I'm going to be excommunicated. That's what we did.
David's inner cowards really coming out.
Ben and David, I can't get them. They have their own.
What is this? Like fucking Big Brother? They're. Or Survivor, Survivor exorcisms. They'll just talk in the camera about their feelings. He's turning emo. Belongs on Elm Street, I guess. December 15th, 2009. Now this scene.
Just a sec. Can you read this? Yep. You okay with that? I'm fine.
This scene is probably the only good scene in the whole fucking film.
Baptism is the transfer of sins.
Thanks for the explanation of baptism. I think we all know about it.
If a baby were to die after being baptized, it would go to heaven. And if before, it would go to hell. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Now you hear, this is probably the most... I don't want to say shocking, but best film. Best scene, sorry. And there we go, walks in, does the old dunkaroo. Why is it blur? He should not, that camera should not fucking blur. Now we're back here with the Isabel. Well, you know what? I don't know what Isabel just said. You wanted to make this fucking documentary, so she should not have a right to complain about cameras being stuck in her face. Again, it blurred. It should not blur. Like, I'm not a cameraman, but I don't think cameras just blur out of the blue. Her reaction is a little delayed. Or, he almost killed a kid. That's some pretty serious shit. And she's just like, whatever. When you're stressed, do you drown babies? But what she just said was totally fucking ridiculous. And the power goes out. Why'd the power go out? It must be storming out in Italy, I guess. Because I don't think demons can just clap, and then all the power goes out. Bugging out. That's kind of. Maybe grab a cross, maybe some holy water. No. Alright, we're at the scene where the cops just bust in. He's telling the police it's not safe to go up there. Gun in the mouth, what a classic way to go. He's crying like a little bitch. And he pinned those Bible pages pretty damn quick, I must say. Yeah, well, looks exactly like the opening.
Ben, saw his eyes! Tell me what's happening. I know you know what's happening, Ben. transference.
They must allow cameras in everywhere in Italy. Hospitals, mental asylums, churches, prisons probably. Schools. Man, now we have this nurse. Now, is this the climax of the film? Or was that shot a climax in the film? Because, really, there's no climax. This feels like it's, I don't know. Fuck the guy who made this film. Zoom in on that blood because we gotta get the R rating. Jesus, that's kinda cool though. If only an alien just bursted out of her stomach. Oh, and then she's got the same lip tattoo as her mom. Now she comes alive. Now this is the final scene in the film, which I don't know how many people booed in your theater or in your town, but I know everyone booed. Everyone threw popcorn. I even heard about people spitting on the floor and demanding their money back. And there they go, having a nice wrestle match with the demon in the And now it looks like he caught a cold, but what he actually caught was the demon. I don't even know where the fuck they're going. If I heard beeping, I'd turn around and... And there they go with the choppy cuts. You can see they're dead. And that's the end of the movie. The facts surrounding the Rossi case remain unsolved. For more information about the ongoing investigation, visit therossifiles.com. Now, that movie, William Brent Bell, the director of Stay Alive, is... wow. These guys have fucking careers at the end of the day. The actors have careers now. Will Mark make a new movie? I really hope not. But, and the thing is, will it say, from the director of The Devil Inside? This has 11 minutes of freaking credits, too. And it's silent. So, thanks for listening. And have a good day. And I'll see you at the movies.